Oh, the beauty of the kingdom. Autumn is here. The colors are changing. And, well, the weather has changed to fit more like September. Checking Littleton right now is our cold spot. They're at 36 degrees. We're at 38 here in Linden. Most everybody else is at 40. High temperature, maybe, just maybe 60 today. So we enjoyed the 90s in September. Now let's enjoy the colors this weekend. It is a Friday, the 29th of September. We're 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock. We have a segment Friday mornings called Linden Live, where we're joined by many fine folks from Linden Town School. In with us this morning, we have Rhonda King, and Justin is with us as well. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you?
I'm great.
Kind of chilly this morning, isn't it?
It was a change for sure, yep.
Is it just me, or did the town put up these figurines over at the park yesterday? Because I didn't see them yesterday morning.
Oh, I don't normally have to go by the park, so not to get to school, so I haven't seen them yet.
But. Well, I was waving to them. I thought it was somebody this morning when it was dark, and there's straw figures.
Did they wave back? Because that would be scary.
Yeah, well, they could have. I don't know. It was dark. Anyways, it is a beautiful Friday morning here. We want to take just a couple of seconds here. We got some stuff to talk about. Want to thank everybody that went to the VFW on Wednesday and gave the gift of life, giving blood with the American Red Cross. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Linden Town School had sponsored a blood drive, but because of the heat, it got moved to the VFW, which was air conditioned. And do want to thank everybody that went there to give blood and donate, and also all of those people who volunteered and helped out.
Yes, thanks to them, and props to you out there, because as we'd spoke last week, just one blood donation can save three people's lives. So thanks to all of you. All right. So let's see. We've got some stuff to talk about here. Why don't you start things off?
All right. Well, as everybody knows, it is very important to start your day off by being filled with good food, energized. In your case, Jeff, good coffee and energized. So it's really important to have that good balanced breakfast behind you to get you going. Really important for kids to have that so that they can work and think at school. And I have with us today Justin Williams, who is the food service director for the Abbey Group, who makes the really great meals that our kids are served each day. So I'm going to let Justin talk about that.
All right, come on over, Justin. Good to have you back in here again.
And good morning.
Obviously, been some changes in the program here over the past couple of years.
There have been.
Share some of those with us here.
So really what I was looking to come in and talk about was, our breakfast program, lunch. We have a few different programs. We have the fresh fruit and vegetable program and then the after school program. First, we can sort of hit on the breakfast program. New this year, we decided to put a breakfast cart on each floor. We had one on the top floor. We also serve breakfast in the cafeteria. But to get rid of a little bit of the congestion, we decided to put a breakfast cart on the second floor.
Okay.
And that's been a huge success. Our numbers have almost doubled with little guys eating breakfast, which is, like Rhonda said, it's really essential to focus and retain knowledge that you learn throughout the day.
Well, it sounds like it was a great idea, because I can attest, I'm a father too. My girlfriend's got a couple of young girls as well. They're not always the most timely at getting going in the morning, so to have it closer to where their homerooms are, not a bad idea.
Yeah, really, they can get in the building, head right up to their floor, grab something to eat, and head to their classroom. We have a whole bunch of different options. They can get they can go for yogurt parfaits, breakfast sandwiches, breakfast buns, which is kind of like a healthy honey bun. We don't like to promote that as much, but I guess I'm saying it on the radio, so I guess I am.
That's promotion, baby.
French toast sticks. We do smoothies. Mm. So there's all kinds of options for those guys to get something nutritious and healthy in their systems.
Well, it's just like, getting ready to go on a long trip. I mean, each day basically is for your body and your mind. So starting off with a full tank of gas is always a good thing, and
Absolutely. It
will aid in the education process. So we know the day starts out great. You mentioned the after-school program. What about that?
So we do a supper program with the after-school program where kids who are enrolled in that are able to get a meal right at about 3 o'clock.
Okay.
So we do breakfast, then we do a fresh fruit and vegetable program where kids can get a chance to try a new fresh fruit or a vegetable. We've done sweet potato chips. We've done kale chips. We do just a whole variety of different fruits and vegetables. Then they go into lunch where they have a whole array of different options as well. Today is pork fried rice.
Oof. Come on down. Wait a minute. Pork fried rice. We never had that in school. We had rice, but it wasn't pork fried rice. Oh, that's yummy.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a dinner roll, which I was watching them make yesterday, which look amazing. Fortune cookies as well. So those that always makes the meal.
Wow, I'm going to go back to school.
and then at 3 o'clock, they get the supper program meal, which is a full meal of, you know, a grain, a meat, fruit, vegetable, and a milk.
Okay, and also, too, with the holidays coming up, and yes, we have to realize that we're getting towards Thanksgiving and Christmas.
They are.
Going to have special meals for then as
Absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely. We have two holiday meals, one in November and one in December. Usually one is a turkey and one is a ham, but... we do change it up every once in a while with pork or something like that.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
It's amazing.
I'm not bashing the food that we had growing up, but we didn't have these kinds of choices like this, and we didn't have them at the times of days with the convenience. I mean, just I'll go back to Linden Institute, great program. We had to be in the cafeteria,
yeah.
You know? And like you were talking about the congestion and all of that, I mean, right now, we are the highest as far as enrollment at Linden Town Schools we've been in the past few years. So this just makes it easier and healthier for the kids.
Yeah, and we're really working on, you know, working on that congestion and providing the food to kids in the easiest way possible so that they can be fed.
Well, Justin, thank you to you and the Abbey Group for all of this, really.
Yes, absolutely. We're excited to be in the town school. I did want to pitch one thing. Starting Monday, we have a deli bar that's going to be opening. So on top of all those options that they have, we're going to have a deli station sort of off in the cafeteria where they can make their own sandwiches. We're going to have ham, turkey, a couple of salads, so they can really go and watch the sandwich being made and sort of have it their way if you want to.
There you go.
Do a little Subway pitch.
That's awesome. Well, it sounds great. And as you know, the program is progressing and improving. It's awesome that Abbey Group takes all of these different factors into consideration.
Absolutely.
Justin, thank you. Rhonda, come on over here. You guys got to head off to school here. We got about a minute and change left to go in closing.
Well, again, I just want to say, as Justin had mentioned, the food carts on the second and third floor for the older students, third, fourth, and fifth on the second floor, and sixth, seventh, and eighth, have really been big hits. I think that we have many more middle schoolers in particular who want to eat breakfast because they don't have to then go down and stand in the lines. And that's great because that tends to start being the age when, you know, you're starting to say, well, food's not important, breakfast isn't important. So,
but their bodies are changing
Absolutely.
The most at that time.
Yep.
They're experiencing the growing pains, and now they realize that their body needs some more fuel. So perfect time. I'm glad that they've made the decision on their own, too.
Yes. Yeah. So it's been very good to have those.
All right. So this has been Linden Live. Rhonda, Justin, thanks for coming in. We hope you have a great weekend. If you happen to be out tomorrow in Eastburg, just come on over and say hi to us, would you? Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Magic will be on the road. We mentioned that. We're going to be at the Burke Fall Festival, 10 till noontime. Talk about that in a bit. We're going to get you informed with our news hour coming up with a full look at news and sports, your forecast for the weekend on the way as well. And don't you dare forget that morning cash call of over $460. Could be yours with Magic 97.7. Magic in the Morning Crew.